Comedian, singer, and actress Bette Midler was born on this date in 1945 in Honolulu, Hawaii. After studying drama at the University of Hawaii, she was hired as an extra on the film adaptation of Jay Mishner's novel Hawaii. Saving up her earnings, Midler moved to New York City, where she made her stage debut in Fiddler on the Roof in 1966. She stayed with the show for 3 years and then developed a popular nightclub act as a chanteuse and purveyor of outrageously body comic routines. At one time, she was accompanied on the piano by the then unknown Barry Manilow. Midler's 1974 album, The Divine Miss M, won her a Grammy Award as Best New Artist, and the same year she received a Tony Award for her record-breaking Broadway show. Her dramatic performance in the film The Rose earned her an Oscar nomination, and she has since enjoyed considerable commercial success in a string of films including Outrageous Fortune, Big Business, Scenes from a Mall, The First Wives Club, and Get Bruce. More recently, she starred in a remake of The Stepford Wives and appeared in the film Then She Found Me. Midler's 2006 album of holiday songs Cool Yule was nominated for a Grammy in 2007. The next year, she announced that she had reached a deal with the entertainment promotion company AEG Live to become the resident artist at the famed Las Vegas Hotel and Casino, Caesar's Palace. Her show, Bette Midler, The Showgirl Must Go On, started its run in February of 2008. Midler also founded the New York Restoration Project in 1995. The nonprofit organization helps revitalize green spaces in low-income neighborhoods of New York City. On this date in 1879, Swiss German Catholic priest and missionary Eugene Weibel, who had arrived at St. Benedict's in Logan County in February of 1879 after immigrating to the United States and living in Indiana, stepped off the train in Pocahontas to begin almost 30 years of ministry in Northeast Arkansas. 2 months before, Arkansas's Catholic Bishop Edward M. Fitzgerald had asked him to undertake this mission. He was now no longer a monk in the Benedictine order, as he had been in his parish church in Switzerland, but a priest serving the Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. On this date in 1959, representatives of 12 countries, including the United States, signed a treaty in Washington setting aside Antarctica as a scientific preserve free from military activity. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.